Today we're going to learn Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph of Maseches Sota. We are on Mem Zayin Amud Beis at the very end of the page. Yochanan Kohen Gadol Hevir Hodayas HaMaisr. So we said that he got rid of the Hodayas HaMaisr, Vidoy Maisr. So my timer, why is it the Yochanan Kohen Gadol is Mevatel Vidoy Maisr? So Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Lufi Shei Nosna So Kitikuno, because people aren't giving Maisr like they're supposed to. The Rachmana Amar Diyavi Lelevim. Not that they're doing anything wrong, it's that they were no longer able to give it the way the Torah commands to do it, because the Torah says you're supposed to give it to the Levim. Va'anan Koyavinu the Kohanim, but because Ezra punished the Levim for not coming back to Eretz Yisrael, so we give it to Kohanim, and therefore the whole Vidoy Maisr, where you say that I did exactly what it says in the Torah to do, is not really accurate anymore. So ask the Gemara, why was he mevatel the Vidoy Maisr v'lodi Ashar Maisros? Why don't you just say the Vidoy Maisros about the other Maisros? Meaning not Maisr Rishon, but about everything else. Amar Shlakish kol bayishin mesvada al Maisr Rishon shuvin mesvada al Shar Maisros. That the halacha is that if you're not going to say Vidoy about Maisr Rishon, you cannot say Vidoy about the other Maisros. My time, Amar Abayi hol pasuk ba'akos of tchila, because Maisr Rishon is the first one that the Torah talks about. Mechalda frushay ha Mefarshi, it sounds like they were mafresh Maaser Rishon in the days of Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Vatanya afhu bitel as havidui v'gazer al demay l'fi shashalach b'chol gvul Yisrael v'rashein mafreshin el truma gadol bilvad. But doesn't it say that they noticed that people were only being mafresh truma gadola u'maaser Rishon maaser sheni miktsas maasrin miktsasin ein maasrin? But as far as Maaser Rishon maaser sheni, some people were makpid about it, other people were not. Amar lahem banai bo v'omer lechem k'shem shetrum gadola yesh ba'avon misa kach trumas maaser v'tevel yesh ba'avon misa. So he had to teach them, just like there's misa b'day shemayim for truma gadola, there's also misa b'day shemayim for trumas maaser. So you're not able to eat the grain that you buy from Amay Aretz if you're not mafresh meiser from it properly, because you can't trust that they did it. Amad v'hiskin lahem. So Yochanan Kohen Gadol made a takana that they're able to keep in order to save themselves from misa. That the takana was halukech peros me'am aretz mafresh me'am meiser rishon meiser sheni. That if you buy produce from an amaretz, you have to take off meiser rishon meiser sheni. Meiser rishon mafresh me'mana trumas meiser, and then the meiser rishon you take trumas meiser from that. To the coin and you give it to a coin. The Maaser Sheni, all of Elchel B'Yerushalayim, the Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim, Maaser Rishon, the Maaser Ani, but when Maaser Rishon, Maaser Ani that you mafresh, you don't have to give it to a Levi and to an Ani, because the Afrasha itself is only Misafik, and Motzi Mechavero, Alav Haraya. If they want to be able to take it from you, they have to prove that it wasn't already gemeistered, because we said a lot of people were taking maestros. So it says Gemara Tarti, there are actually two takanos that Yochanan Kohen Gadol, because the Gemara was asking a kash over here, that in this price you see that many Amei Aretz were not even mafresh Maaser Rishon, but Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina said that they were mafresh Maaser Rishon. So says Gemara Tarti, there were two separate takanos. Tikein Bitel Vidoy de Chaverim, he first was Mesakein to be Mevatel the Vidoy Maestros of Chaverim, meaning of non Amei Aretz, who certainly were Mafresh Maaser Rishon, v'gazer al demay shel Amei Aretz. And then, since there were so many Amei Aretz that were not Mafresh Maaser Rishon, he was gazer al demay of Amei Aretz. V'avhu bitel as ma'orurim. We then said that he was also Mevatel the ma'orurim. My ma'orurim. What are ma'orurim? Amar rechavah b'chal yom yom shayu omdim levim al duchan va'omrim ura lamasishan Hashem. Every day the levim would stand by the duchan and they would say, wake up, why do you sleep, Hashem? Om lehem, so Yochanan Kohen Gadol said to them, v'chiyei sheino lefnei ha'makom, you think Hashem sleeps? V'lo kvar nemer, hinei lo yonim v'lo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Hashem never sleeps. Elo b'zman she Yisrael shuvim b'tzar v'v'di chav menach shalva, l'kach nemer ura lamas yishan Hashem. But when the umos ha'olam are living in tranquility, and we're bitzar, that's why it says it looks like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sleeping, but Chas V'Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not actually sleeping. Ves HaNokfim, my Nokfim, what does it mean he was Mevatel the Nokfim? What are those? Amar Vidom Shmuel, Shoyu Mesartin LeEgel, they would make a Ben Karnav, they would cut the calf between its horns, kedeshiyipul dambe, you know, so that some blood should drip down into his eyes, and then it would be easier to shecht, because it would be more difficult for the animal to stand up straight when it can't see, so it's easier to hold it down and to shecht it. Asihu batil mishum demachsi kimuma. So he was mevatel because it looks like they were being matil a mum in a carbon, meaning essentially It's a marasayin type of issue. But masnisa tanasha you chovtin also bimaklos, that they used to beat it with sticks in order to knock it down to the ground. Kiderek shalosin also lefnei avodas chavim, like they would do in front of avodas zaras. So amar lahem ad masay atem achil nevelos mizbeach. So Yochanan Kohen Gadol said to them, how could you be machil nevelos to the mizbeach? So it says, nevelos hashachalu. What do you mean nevelos? They're being shechted. Ela trefos. If anything, because of the beating, they're trefos. Shemanike. Because it could be because of the beating that the membrane around the brain gets punctured, in which case it becomes a trefa. So he said, no, you want to keep the animal down? The best way to do it is to make rings in the ground that will hold the animal down instead of beating the animal up or cutting the animal between the eyes. Ad yamav hayapatish makib Yerushalayim. Up until his day, there used to be hammers banging in Yerushalayim. So the Gemara explains b'chol shel moed that it was on chol moed, and he made a gzera that the blacksmith shouldn't work on chol moed, even on a davara aved, which is technically mutter because of the sound that could be heard from such a distance, and not everyone realizes that it's being used for melachas davara aved. So they're going to think that you just stam allowed to do work on chol moed. Kol yamav lo yadam sarach lishal al d'mayin. Throughout his entire life, no one ever had to be shoal on demai. Kedah Amran, Yochanan Kohen Gadol made a gzera that you buy from Amaretz, your mafresh maisos. So a chaver who buys grain from a chaver never had to ask if when Amaretz who sold it to you was mafresh maisos from it, because you knew that the first chaver had taken care of it, because that was the takana that Yochanan Kohen Gadol had made. New Mishnah now. So we're going to explain a number of other milos that have been lost because of our sins. Misha batel Sanhedrin, batel Asher mi beis Shows. After the loss of the Sanhedrin, we no longer have shear in the party houses. Shenemar b'shir lo yishtu, mishamesu nevim arishonim, bitlurim v'tumim. After the nevim rishonim, we lost the urim v'tumim. Mishchar beis hamigdash, batal Hashemir v'nofes tzufim upasko anshe amana b'Yisrael. After the Churban Habayis, we lost the Shamir, the nofes tzufim, and trustworthy people from the Jewish people. Shenemar, because the pasuk says in Tehillim, Hoshi Hashem ki gamar chasid, and as it goes on to say, ki fasu amunim mi bnei adam. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Hayid Rabbi Shom yom shchar beis hamigdash ein yom shein bo klala, v'lo yorad hatal lebracha, v'nitel tam haperos. Three things happened after the Churban Habayis. Every day there is a curse. There, the dew has never come down lebracha, and flavor has been removed from peros. Rabbi Yossi Omer, ah. Af nital shuman aperos, the fatness of the or the nourishment of fruits is gone. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer hatahara natla esarech. When we lost tahara, we lost the aroma of peros. Hamaisros natla shuman. Then when we stopped taking maisros, we lost the ability of peros to nourish, shuman adagan, the ability of the grain to nourish, v'chamomrim haznus v'kshavim kilu asakal, that when we started violating averus of znus and averus of kishuv, so everything became, we lost everything. So says the Gemara now, mimaydim shabatos sanhedrik siv, how do I know that the pasuk that says b'shir lo yishtu yayin, that you can no longer drink wine by the Beis HaMashtaros, is about after there's no longer a sanhedrin? So I'm referring to the radio of Yeshua da Amakra, zekeinim mishar shavsu bachurim minigi. So it sounds like the singing of the Bachrim stopped when the Yeshiva Sekenim stopped in the Shar, meaning when there was no longer a Sanhedrin sitting in the gates of the city. So Amar Rav, Udna Deshama Zimra, an ear that hears, Udna's Ozen, an ear that hears song, Te Aker, should be uprooted from the world. Amar Rava, Zimara Bivesa, if there's song in one's house, churva b'seifa, then ultimately that house will be destroyed. Shenemar kol yeshar b'chalon churif b'saf ki arza era. The Gemara explains the pasuk. My ki arza era. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. Bayis hamesubach ba'arazim irhu. A house that is that has cedar wood is hard to destroy. It's like a city that's very difficult to destroy. Ella afilu bayis hamesubach ba'arazim misro'eha. But if a person has music in his house, then even if his house is made out of cedar wood, it's going to be destroyed. Amar Ravashi shema mina ki maskel churva b'seifa maskel shenemar choriv basaf. That we see from here that when churva begins, it always begins at the door doorway of the house, because it says Charv Basaf, and the Saf is the doorway. V'i Bayisema, another possibility of how I know that song causes a house to be destroyed. Mehacha is from the following pasuk. Pasuk says, Ushi'ia yukas sha'ar, means that since you drink wine, the beginning of the pasuk is b'shir lo yishtu yayin, and then it says Ushi'ia yukas sha'ar. So we're saying that since someone drinks wine and sings, his house is going to be desolate without anyone to live there. So Amar Mar Baravashi ledidi chazilei min ageach kitura. I've seen this this shade that causes this desolation, and it gores like an ox. Amar funas mara denagdi udabakri shari, a song of people who pull boats and who plow with cows is mutter, meaning they're just trying to get themselves pumped up to do their work and to motivate themselves or to get the oxen to go in the right place. So those are practical uses for music. That's permissible. But the gardai for weavers, which is just stam for levity, asir. That's asir. So like if a person needs music to work out or to whatever he's doing to motivate him to drive and stay awake, so that would be permissible, but just stam for levity would be asur. Rav Huna batel zimra. Rav Huna was gozer in his generation not to sing in their houses and in the bars and the pubs, and that caused kameya avzi bezuza, that 100 geese could be bought for a single zuz, meaning you were able, food was so plentiful, kameya salchiti bezuza, and you could buy 100 saw of wheat for a single zuz, v'loi bayi, and there weren't even enough people to buy it because there was so much food. Asr Rav Chisa Zilzal Bey, Rav Chisa made fun of this gezeira. He wasn't makbid, not made fun of, but he wasn't careful about this gezeira, and when he didn't crack down on those who violated this gezeira. So Yibayi Avzu Bezuza Lo Mishtabach, and the people who wanted a single goose for a zuz couldn't even find it, meaning the prices went up so significantly. Amar Rav Yosef Zamri Gavri Va'ani Nashi Pritzusa. If you have a song where the men say one passage and it's a responsive kind of song and women respond to it, that's considered pritzus, because kol be'isha erva. So if the men are prompting the women, that's definitely a pritzus. Zamri noshi vani gavri ke'ish ben ha'ores. And if it's the other way around, that the men have to listen carefully to the women singing so that they can know when their turn is, that the women are prompting the men, that's like fire in a very flammable area, meaning that's a really terrible thing for the Yetzer Hara. L'mainav kemina, well, why do I need to know that one is terrible and one is really, really super duper terrible? Meaning, okay, they're both usher. So why does it matter that one is ke'ish bina ores and one is a mere pritzus? Because let's say you don't have a choice. You got to do one or the other. So you need to know which one is worse. Meaning, in general, when there's going to be an option of two isurim for whatever reason, you always pick the lesser isur. Amr b'yachron kalashosa bar bami nezemer maybe chamesh pranios le'olam. Anyone who drinks with 4 types of zemer brings 5 sorts of pranos to the world. Shneimar haymash kima baboker sheicher yudofu me'achre b'neshef yayin yadikem v'hayochinu v'nevel tov v'chalul v'yayin mishteim v'ispal Hashem lo yabitu. So you see that the people who drink the four wine by the 4 mine zemer, which is kinor, nevel, tov, and chalil. So maksev achrov, what does it say? What kinds of pranos are going to happen? Number one, lechein gola ami mibli das. Number two, gorman golos yolam. Meaning the gola ami mibli das shegorman golos yolam. That's all number one, that they cause golos. Second one is kvodam say ra'av, meaning shemavin ra'av yolam, they cause famine. Third is, the pasuk says, vahamono tzichet sama, and we darsh, that means shegorman latar shetshach milam deha, that people will forget their learning. The fourth one is that it causes lowliness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'enish HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I know that Ish means Hashem, Shemar Hashem, Ish Melchama. And the fifth pranas it causes is ve'enish gvom tishpalena shegarmen shiflus shal Yisrael, they cause the lowliness of the Jewish people. Uma ksiv achrov, and what does the pasuk say after these people cause these 5 pranas, that they're ultimately going to fall into Gehenim, because the pasuk says lachein Lachain herchiva sha'ol nafsha uparapia livli chok v'yared hadara v'hamono sha'ona v'alazba. that they're gonna go into the Gehenna is gonna open up its mouth and they're gonna go into it, and the glory of Yerushalayim is gonna have fallen. So that's all as a result of music and singing, excessive music and singing, and levity. So Bez Hashem, we will stop there and we'll pick up on the top of Mem Ches Amud Beis next time.